106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. I am almost done the 30-30 challenge, and I'm not going to make it to 30 days, unfortunately. In spite of my best attempts, but I had the flu, then we had the brand new baby. It just didn't work out for me to get to Elevation Place like 5 out of 7 days of the week for, you know, a month and a half. But I tried.
It's really a bold goal. And I think that anytime you make it to the gym, that's a success.
Despite the fact not making it to 30 days, I'm really proud of myself. I feel so much better, so much more fit, a lot healthier. I sleep great at night. I've been feeling really energetic during the day, even after a workout. That's the thing that surprised me the most is sometimes I'm dog tired when I'm going to the Elevation Place. It's just like, I don't want to be doing this. But afterwards, I feel like so full of energy.
I have been in the last little bit really, really inspired by Clara Hughes, our famous Olympian who is a Camo resident and wrote her biography this year. When she talks about mental illness, how important exercise, fitness, and movement is. And that continues on in the long term. The more you exercise, it really helps if you are dealing with any depression or anxiety. I'm inspired by that as well. I have been training. I have signed up for my first half marathon.
Ooh, nice. Which one?
Cause Canada.
Oh, right on in September there?
In September.
Cool.
I train with Deb Gerloff-Boucher with Go Figure Fit. She was one of the local health and wellness industry people who had some concerns with Elevation Place.
And now that I've been in Elevation Place and I've been working out there regularly, I love the facility and I can see why some private fitness operators might have or might still feel threatened by it because it's a really great space. They've got a lot of modern equipment, tons of core classes that, you know, all come with the membership. These private fitness facilities, they can't offer a full-size climbing wall with instructors. They can't offer a pool that you can take your family to as part of the membership as well. I mean, it's a really fantastic facility that's also municipally run by taxpayer dollars. So I think we're really blessed to have it here in the Bow Valley. And the same token, I can see what the argument was all about now. What was it last year when those fitness operators came forward and say, Elevation Place, hey, we need to make some changes here.
Whenever you have the public sector competing with the private sector, you really have to tread carefully and do things in a very intentional way and do it together. And I think what we saw was people like Jeff Ma and Hugh Simpson with the Yoga Lounge and One Wellness Spa come together with the fitness industry and meet with the town and meet with our head of recreation, Jim Yonker, and staff and work on these issues. And I think they came to an understanding on how many classes and equipment, because that's just it. When Elevation Place was first proposed, there was a tiny little space on the second floor that just said gym. At one point in time, they thought about contracting it out. At one point, the library came forward and was like, actually, we don't need a gym. We already have private operators doing this function. Why not a youth center? It was felt by administration and council that a gym presents an opportunity to bring in revenues. And a big concern, I think, when you're building a $39 million public facility is how is it going to pay for itself into the future? And so when Elevation Place first opened, the gym space was quite limited. But due to popularity and due to feedback and membership, it expanded. And that is how the business model that the town chose to run Elevation Place works. However, it was taken business away from the private sector. And I think that if we can have it all, then we're better off. And I think that what Elevation Place does is it adds more fitness to the community and increase the number of people who are exercising and who are engaging in these activities.
Totally.
And that is the overall goal. In the last year, I've lost 20 pounds.
Congratulations.
And it's been through focused training. And I did my research, chose my trainer in the private industry. I go to her facility and that's, you know, right for me. And I think, you know, we have so many great fitness opportunities, not just Elevation Place, but all our facilities in town. Having them work together can only be a win for everyone. And what I'm really excited for is what's going to come out of that collaboration.